Italians, yeah. Also spread all
and
over.
And did you have some, you know, interests in foods or recreations and things that you brought with you? And did Burnaby cater to that? I mean, there's lots of delis there now.
And a lot of good restaurants there now.
But back then,
in the 50s?
Really,
no.
If you wanted Italian, you would go to a Commercial Drive or... Because they lived just off of Victoria and Pender, there was the Boza. They were there for a long time. But that's pretty much, I think we did a lot of shopping on Commercial because we lived in that area before we moved to Burnaby. So I guess familiarity there.
Yeah, but when you come to Italian restaurants or any kind of good restaurants, if you're talking about 1955 to 60, there weren't too many outside of downtown Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And one of the key places in that period and right up into the 70s was called Peenies. It was upstairs on Main Street. And that was the place to go for spaghetti, mm-hmm. big bowls of pasta, and whatever. That was like one of the key places. Mm. There were... Others came along later, but I'm going back to the in the 50s there. There weren't too many. There were just regular restaurants on Granville Street and some on Hastings Street.
Okay, and then Nick's Spaghetti House, but he started out as a hamburger place.
But that was in the 70s, though. Yeah, he came in the 70s. Yeah. He started, and now he's still there. Nick's right there on Clark and Commercial.
Commercial and Venables. Yeah.
But if we're going to the 50s, there wasn't too many.
No.
Because the reason I say that, in the 40s, I played in the dance orchestras.
Hmm.
I was a musician when I got out of high school. I was still in high school. And I started playing at the Melody Lane, was called a dance hall, on Pender and Howe. And it was an upstairs dance hall. The key dance halls in Vancouver at the time was Melody Lane, but the big one was called the Alexander. They call it the Alec. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It was behind the Hotel Vancouver in back there. That was like the number one place. And the other one was the Embassy, where I played for 2 years, on Burrard off
Davie.
The Embassy.
Davie off of Burrard.
Yeah, those two were the big ones, and what you call was there for a while and disappeared. But the Alec and the Embassy lasted for a long time. Well, it lasted till way after the war, and then music changed and lifestyles changed.
Television came in, everybody
So was that scene at all in Burnaby? I mean, did you have any dance halls nearby?
No, nothing in Burnaby. No, the only other place occasionally, because I ran it for a couple of times, was at the Playland there, Hastings. What do you call it? Empire? Or no.
The Garden? No.
But what did it call?
Where is stadium?
Exhibition Garden.
Where the Playland? What do you call it? Where the football games and all that.
Not the Empire Stadium.
Yeah, not the Empire Stadium.
Before Empire.
No, but what did they call the whole place?
The Forum, I don't know.
No. The PNE grounds.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
There's different buildings there. There was one building, I forget what it was called, used to have, on weekends, used to have dance. All over the Lower Mainland in the 40s and 50s, they used to have dances there on the weekends. Elma, up in Sassamet, there was a hall there that had dances. There was some on Broadway. These are places, it was a big thing. And that's all you had to do. You either went to dances on weekend or you bowled. and also roller skating.
Yeah,
roller rinks.
Yeah.
Those were the three things.
But there was also, in Burnaby, the Flame.
Right, I've heard of the
Flame.
But that was a restaurant, yeah.
Yeah,
that was a restaurant.
Yeah.
I thought they did they have dances there?
Yeah, it was like a dinner club. Do you remember going to places?
Yeah.
And did you have to bring your own alcohol?
Yes. Under the table, yeah.
Bottle clubs.
Yeah, that's right.
Your own.
Yeah, the Flame.
BYOB.
Well, there was, and then, of course, there was the drive-in theaters.
Well, that's right.
There was the drive-in
Boundary and Lohi, and the Canada Way then.
The Cascade.
Yeah.
Cascade,
and the Flame was in that area, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so there, you start thinking about it. Yeah, there was a few places like that where you went to take your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And were places like the Flame, were they kind of classy, yeah. fancy places?
Oh, well, we enjoyed going there, I think.
Well, they were fancy because there's nothing else to compare it
yeah,
to.
Yeah. What was fancy? What well, actually, fancy was going to the Hotel Vancouver and, like, panorama roof. And
well, the hotel
back in Vancouver.
Yeah, we're back in Vancouver. But
no, it's gonna be, none but, of the, but the fancy high-end clubs was the Palomar, which was at Burrard and what's that off of Georgian Street?
Alberni.
It was a Palomar Supper Club, and down the street was the Cave Supper Club.
Okay.
Now they brought in acts from the States. I guess there wasn't Las Vegas in those days. Must have been what you call. But they had, like, I saw Nat King Cole, and I saw all kinds of acts, musicians, and that at both of them. Those were the high end places. And you brought your bottle in a paper bag as well. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the 40s and 50s, and maybe right into the 60s. They were the two separate the nightclubs.
Yeah. And then when they built that hotel and the Ritz, and then they had the, that was a high-end restaurant. That was one of the first really high-end restaurants.
Well, it sounds like Burnaby was a little bit quiet in comparison.
Well, there was
really.
In Burnaby, let's see, were there any hotels?
Well, along Kingsway, there were a few.
Oh, Kingsway.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Gay Paris Supper Club. Is
Oh, that's right. That was the place. But our honeymoon hotel, which was called the Colonial.
Newly built,
believe me. So that was
1951. Well, it was built in 1949 or 50.
Yeah, just so.
Where was that?
Corner of Kingsway and Knight. Kingsway and Victoria.
Okay.
Victoria, I think.
And big white columns, and was called
The Colonial.
The Colonial.
Matter of fact, there's a picture somewhere of it I came across, but that's. Kingsway was really where anything was happening.
Well, in Burnaby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Sears as
that was
an area.
Well, that was a big move when they opened there, and it changed Burnaby. Mm-hmm. Because everything was Woodward's, Spencer's before Eaton's. There was, did you recall
David Spencer's
store? Because it was Woodward's, Army Navy, Woodward's, David Spencer's, and then we went up to Granville Street. There was the Bay. Those were the retail stores. And the only other place was, that was Newestminster.
Woodward's. Eaton's and then Woodward's in
Westminster. But that was later. That was later on. But again, in Burnaby, was nothing until
Sears went in.
Sears was really the cutting edge at that time, and it was actually quite different, and I really kind of unique because when they first came, and we still have, they had an art department with, they actually had original paintings, and we. Hmm. We still have our clown, which is a beautiful painting that we bought when we were, that would have been in 64, 65, when we did Monarch Street. Mm-hmm. So I clearly remember that was a department that they don't have now, but they had then.
Well, they've changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was a big change for Burnaby is when they came in, because then across the street on Kingsway, a lot of those independent stores start to thrive. Mm. There used to be two shoe stores across the street. There used to be all those Wasks opened up. I mean, there was two areas in Burnaby. You had Kingsway where Sears was, then you have the Heights on Hastings Street. Yeah, the two.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah,
that's right. And if you lived in Brentwood, you could go to either one. You're almost not quite halfway, but you're close. But you sort of had, well, if you wanted department stores and you didn't want to go downtown, you came to Sears. But there were all other specialty, independent stores on Kingsway that you liked and so forth. Hmm. So that was pretty well. I don't know if you recall, on Hastings Street, the streetcars would only go to Boundary Road, and then you had to get a different jitney streetcar to go up into Burnaby. Did you know? Remember that?
I knew that it was just a little extension.
Yeah, that's right.
On.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So that's what goes to show you that. And that we're talking about in the 40s and 50s then. So you would have to get off your streetcar and then wait for this other one to come down and get on. And I think that only went as far as Boundary Road.
It didn't go that far.
No, it didn't go that far. No,
yeah,
no.
Not that far.
And yeah, and it stopped functioning in the early 50s. So.
I think so, yeah.
Yes. Well, and then when they went to buses, converted
mm-hmm.
to buses, they
mm-hmm.
changed. But that's right.
Yeah, because they could only, yeah, they just, yeah, otherwise,
the wires,
yeah, there's no wires. Yeah.
But